should have somehow
realized. Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab at our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to our worship service. Allow me to announce the hymns for those listening on the radio. We are following Divine Service Setting 1, beginning on page 151. The opening hymn is 779, Come My Soul With Every Care. Hymn of the day, we'll sing the first five stanzas of 766, Our Father Who From Heaven Above, and then at the beginning of distribution, sing stanzas 6 through 9, and then 953, We All Believe in One True God. 909, Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation. We'll close with 603, We Know That Christ Is Raised. And a reminder, tonight we have our youth event, 6 o'clock here at Zion, for those youth of any age. So look forward to seeing you then. Let's begin with our worship.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We allow a time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all,
Let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, let your merciful ears be attentive to the prayers of your servants, and by your word and spirit teach us how to pray, that our petitions may be pleasing before you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 18. Then the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great and their sin is very grave, I will go down to see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me. And if not, I will know. So the men turned from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham still stood before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just? And the Lord said, if I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Abraham answered and said, behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. Again he spoke to him and said, suppose 40 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 40 I will not do it. Then he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there. He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. He said, behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again, but this once. Suppose 10 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. And the Lord went his way.
When he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. This is the word of the Lord. We turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from Colossians chapter 2. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you are taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. In him also you are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink, or with regard to a festival, or a new moon, or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation.' And he said to them, 'Which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him." And he will answer from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is the Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated for our hymn. We'll sing the first five stanzas. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I did look at study notes from Dr. Arthur Just. He wrote the Concordia Commentary on Luke, but I don't want to blame him for how I left his outline either, but give him credit for help in this study of this account of Luke's version of Jesus teaching us how to pray. Jesus says to his disciples, when you pray, praying is what disciples do, and well, we are his disciples, and yet we can come up with many reasons in our own mind, at least reasons not to pray. We can reason, well, God is so busy, too busy for me. He doesn't really care about me or my concerns, or he says, why would he answer? He's not going to answer, or I'm not good enough, or my prayers don't matter, or I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray. But when we pay attention to Jesus and how he teaches us to pray, it's very simple and profound. All these reasons, they just go away. A simple instruction on prayer tenderly invites us to draw close to God with an open and trusting heart, expecting nothing but good from him. Today we learn Luke's version from Jesus how to pray, and Jesus' disciples, they had observed Jesus praying, heard him praying. That must have been something. This intimate father-son relationship, very often expressed through prayer. And they're witnesses to this. And so one of the disciples asked, after one of these times when Jesus had his conversation with his father, he asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. Other rabbis would have specific ways to petition God, and John the Baptist did for his disciples. And so, well, how did Jesus teach his disciples to pray? Jesus said, when you pray, say, Father. Jesus teaches us, as he taught his disciples, to pray to God as Father. Because our Father is the giver of all good things. Only Jesus could teach us to pray like this. Jesus is able to call God Father because he has that eternal relationship with God as the Son. And when Jesus teaches the disciples to call God their Father, Jesus is putting them into that same relationship that he has with God. Only Jesus can teach them and us to pray this way, because Jesus is the one who makes us God's children. All people are born in sin and cut off from God, and apart from Jesus, we're outside of the family of God. But Jesus has reconciled us to God on the cross through his death. And now by his blood, Jesus invites us to call God Father. Jesus teaches us to pray by petitioning our Father by who he is and by what he does. We call upon God with his name, Father, and we recognize that he reigns as King. We've been brought into an intimate, loving relationship with God by Jesus, and he is the King who reigns with complete power and authority to provide for all of our needs. And so we pray that he reign among us also. And then we petition for daily bread. Daily bread includes all that we need for this life and the life to come. And we receive all that we need from our loving Father. We even enjoy table fellowship with God. Jesus' disciples on earth are united with the Father in heaven. We petition our Father for forgiveness. This is the essential sustenance of spiritual life. It's only because of forgiveness. For the sake of the crucified Son, that fallen humans may call on God as Father. And so we have this forgiveness with God through Christ. And that enables us to forgive everybody all that they do against us. And that's what we do as Christians. Through this forgiveness we live in with God through Christ, we simply carry it out to our neighbor. And finally, we petition our Father not to bring us into temptation. Temptation is sure to come. So we pray that we don't succumb to temptation, knowing that God is with us and always provides a way out. Jesus explains prayer with the parable to show us that the Father will keep his name holy and give what we ask. A familiar parable, but helpful to understand how the first century audience would have understood it and their value of hospitality. We talked about this last Sunday also, the ancient practice and understanding of hospitality. Abraham had entertained the Lord who stopped by, and Mary and Martha showed hospitality to Jesus and the others who stopped by. It was expected, required. The rules of hospitality at the time were that the whole community was required to help entertain a midnight guest. And so no one would refuse any kind of request. But even if somebody wanted to refuse that, they would still give what was needed to avoid the shame. So this is how they're hearing this parable that Jesus is giving. And to recognize that our Father is always honorable, always generous. He doesn't need to be shamed into providing anything that we need. And because of who he is, the Holy Father, for his name's sake, he will answer our prayer for all of his gifts, which are summarized simply in the word bread. And Jesus encourages us to be persistent in our petitions, because God is good and he will give the Holy Spirit. We are simply to keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, and don't ever stop. This is what we do, trusting in him as our loving Father, who's only going to give us good. God wants to give what is good. And he's not, doesn't have to be aroused out of bed. He's not reluctant to give. He loves to hear our prayer, and he loves to answer our prayer. And even human fathers who are sinful know how to give good to their children, not harmful gifts. That's absurd. So a comparison, how much more the Heavenly Father, who is good, gives to us. And especially, the Father will give the Holy Spirit to his children who ask. The Holy Spirit. This is the first time that Jesus in this teaching is promising the disciples that the Holy Spirit will be given to them. This is the grand promise, that the Father gives the Holy Spirit through Jesus, assuring a gracious answer to every prayer. And we're reminded that Holy Spirit is even interceding on our behalf with groanings too deep for words. So yeah, we pray. Of course we pray. We pray as Jesus has taught us, knowing who our Father is through God is our Father through Christ. And so when you pray, say, Father. As we read in the Small Catechism, with these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children, so that with all boldness and confidence, we may ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you hear the prayers of your dear children and care for all their needs of body and soul. As we come before you with our petitions, unburden our hearts from the weight of our sins and troubles, and give us faith to live in light of your promises. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you have bestowed a high honor and duty upon your church by teaching her to pray and promising to hear her. Bless our pastors in their prayers for your people, and hear us all as we offer our petitions in the name of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Everlasting God, you have called the hearts of fathers to their children by bringing your Son into our world. Nurture the life of prayer in the homes of your people, that we all would know the full blessing of your fatherly care. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you have ordered the nations that men would seek after you. Curb the wickedness of this world, embolden the witness of the righteous, and make our nation a repentant and faithful place where your gracious presence is welcomed and welcomed with thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy. Righteous Lord, you do not wink at wickedness, and you promise that your patience with evil will not last forever. As you punished Sodom and rescued Lot in days of old, save your people today and vanquish our enemies. Give us prayerful hearts to leave all vengeance in your hands. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you promised to hear our prayers and through them to involve us in your divine plan. As you heard and considered the prayers of faithful Abraham, hear our prayers on behalf of Bob, Shirley, Gabby, Vicki, Fred, Anita, Dwayne, Dan, Joanne, Lois, Lewis, Mary, Harold, Joan, Linda, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marilyn, Marlene, Kathy, Doris, Matthew, Mark, Arnold, Jeff, Ethel, and all who suffer. Spare their lives, and through all things, draw them ever closer to you, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, give us a child's confidence as we come to your table this day, that we might approach it in sure and certain faith, so that in the gifts of Christ's body and blood, the forgiveness we ask for will be given, and the life we seek we will find. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessing and look to you as the giver of all good gifts. Make us ever eager to come to you in prayer and thanksgiving, as your Son has taught us. By your Holy Spirit, bring us to behold in Christ the fulfillment of those things for which we pray. Your holy name, your kingdom coming, daily bread, forgiveness, shelter in temptation, and deliverance from every evil. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is collected.
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
For your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley, check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
CFW.
Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip.